Welcome back to the No Panic Zone. I've been telling you for a number of weeks now that hope is not a plan. Reminding you that the fiscal year in Michigan runs out in, 33 days now. And if there's not a federal bailout put together, the massive cuts that we have talked about previously will come to pass. And just a note and just something for you to look for. Meanwhile, my next guest says there's a jobs program that creates jobs at a killer cost. Michael Lefebvre, Senior Director of the Maury Fiscal Policy Initiative at the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. Michael, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Good to have you here. All right, so creating jobs, but at what cost? What jobs? What program? And what's the price tag?
Well, the Michigan Business Development Program was created by the Snyder administration. Once they shuttered the Michigan Economic Growth Authority, it was a different, larger tax credit program. Governor Snyder wanted to get an incentive program of his own, but he wanted it on the books, and he wanted it smaller than the program he was replacing. So he created this grant and loan program back in 2012, and we've just studied it for the second time as part of a larger economic development study. And the way we did this was we bought a database of a census of American business that tracks employment and sales at companies across the country, and this part of it was Michigan-specific. And then we took the deals that Michigan Business Development Program had struck where they gave out subsidies to corporations, and we linked it to the database that we bought. By matching up those companies that are both MBDP and in the business census of business, we were able to track actual employment at these firms over time to see whether or not they created jobs. And what we found was the program actually did create jobs, but at a cost of incentives offered of $29,400 per job per year, which basically means you could pay, $100,000. The jobs could pay $100,000 each, and we still wouldn't recoup the investment from the Michigan Business Development Program that was designed to create jobs. You'd be better off dropping money from a helicopter if you actually wanted to create jobs.
Hey. Don't give them ideas. Yeah. What are you thinking? Good Lord. Next thing you know, I mean, look, of course, if the helicopter drops money, I mean, here's the problem that I at $29,400 per job created, you're almost at $15 an hour annually, right? Because that'd be $30,000. You might as well just give people jobs at $30,000 and make more state employees at that rate, right?
Yeah, that's exactly it. The cost of this program greatly outweigh the benefits, and it's not the only analysis that we did. Believe it or not, we did two analyses of the program within our own database. The first one measured employment, and compared it to jobs that had a group of companies. But compare the performance to a group of companies that had not received incentives, and the companies that had received incentives created more jobs, but at this huge cost. The other analysis we did was we only looked at MBDP companies that had been award eligible but had not received the actual award due to jumping out of the program, being kicked out before they got approved, or
sure,
being approved and not actually creating jobs. And we found zero impact using that technique. And in 2016 or 2018, we did another study of the MBDP program using a different measuring technique. And we found that for every $500,000 in subsidies actually paid out, there was a corresponding loss of some 600 jobs in the county in which these companies were operating their projects.
It's remarkable, isn't it?
And
the effort, I mean, I don't criticize Governor Snyder for trying to create, an opportunity for jobs to be created. But we've seen these things come and go in the past, have we not? I'm Michael Lefebvre here, Senior Director of the Maury Fiscal Policy Initiative at the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. I mean, these kind ideas, that they're not unique, they're not new. Go ahead.
Exactly. We have seen them. In fact, our original database that we created to measure program performance for more than the back to 1983, we constructed a database with 7,300 deals back to 1983. So it's been going on a very long time. In fact, Kim Sigler was the governor of Michigan after World War II, and he started this modern economic development idea where the state should step in and try to create jobs where they think they would otherwise exist with our money. And time and again, it's shown to be a net loser for Michigan.
Yeah. Governor Sigler, close personal friends with Joe Biden, a side note. sorry, I couldn't help it. At any rate, so what do we do? What do we do to clean up this sort of thing? What do we do to do better? Instead of, you know, taking public money and trying over and over again things that we know just don't seem to function well in the hands of government, how do we do better, Michael?
I would argue that a fair field, no favors approach is the best approach to economic development in Michigan. If we create an environment where people want to invest money and risk capital and so they can collect a return, then jobs will be created. In fact, the marketplace has been creating jobs long before the government ever got the idea of handing out subsidies to this corporation or that. Michigan's best growth period was probably during the eras where we did little of this running of these economic development programs. We can be a powerhouse again and have to beat people back at the border if we create a level playing field and a fair field as well, where burdens, whether they be tax or regulations, fall light upon the backs of entrepreneurs.
What a concept, right?
Yeah.
What a concept. At any rate, let me ask you about the thing I mentioned off the top here, just a little bit off topic. I know you keep an eye on these sorts of things, but we obviously have a tremendous budget shortfall in Michigan, speaking of all the government involvement with everything, right? If the federal government doesn't put together a plan and money isn't sent to the states like it was in the CARES Act, where do you think that leaves Michigan come October 1st?
Well, between now and then, they'll have to come up with a balanced budget because it's required by the Constitution. But I think that it should be relatively easy to do. If you look at our rainy day fund, there's still $800 million left there.
Correct.
And the Mackinac Center has recommended about a dozen or maybe 13 ideas, what we call the low-hanging fruit in the budget, that's worth $1 billion. And there's some fruit there that's not as low-hanging, but it's still available to lawmakers. So I think that they not only have the responsibility to balance the state budget, I think they can do it, and without a lot of economic pain.
Well, Michael, I'm quite sure that, you know, if you guys have put together a dozen great ideas, that it's right on the top of the stack of things to do on the governor's desk. I'm certain of it. Michael Lefebvre. Well, it should be. Senior Director of the Maury Fiscal Policy Initiative for the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. You know, I make light of it, Michael, only because if you say it, it becomes toxic to begin with, right? I'll give you the last word.
In fact, we've had that experience in the past. One time we recommended selling some state parks that were rarely used except for a couple of remote control airplane enthusiasts.
Right.
And the legislature immediately enshrined in law the mandate that these parks not be sold.
Yeah,
so sometimes our ideas can be a little toxic, but they bubble up, and sometimes we're successful, and they're adopted or adapted in ways that improve Michigan citizens' lives.
Well, Michael, keep the faith, my friend. I mean, you got to keep talking about it, or otherwise it will just get steamrolled. Thank you so much for being here. Michael Lefebvre from the Mackinac Center. Really appreciate your time today. Quick break. It's 41 after. It's the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.
There's plenty to worry about these days. Your water shouldn't be one of them. You need Wolverine Water's reverse osmosis system. I've had a Wolverine Water reverse osmosis system for years, and honestly, my family loves it. We don't fill our shopping cart with bottles of water, and we don't fill the trash with empty bottles. Wolverine Water's reverse osmosis system gives you clean, fresh, and healthy alkaline water and gives you peace of mind. So why wait? Special offers are available now, and you can enjoy the best water of your life. WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over 1 million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. To say that we are in challenging times is an understatement. Employers and employees are struggling through no fault of their own. But in Michigan, we're tough and we're determined to get through this temporary situation. At the Michigan Chamber, we are working with policymakers at all levels of government to provide the necessary resources for business. We've assembled a coronavirus toolkit at michamber.com. We're providing factual information on unemployment benefits, financial relief resources, and guidance for employers and employees to stay safe. It's clear the business community is leading the way. They're protecting their employees, they're protecting their communities, and they're keeping Michigan economy strong. We'll get through this together. I'm Jim Holcomb from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.